Today, a pastor in a largely Muslim area of Russia shares the good news of Jesus despite threats of physical violence. A missionary pours her life out in obscurity in the slums of Calcutta. A foster mom and dad are rearing 10 love-starved children in Jesus' name. A couple is walking from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., spreading the story of God's grace. Every believer who lays down his life for someone else simply follows the example Jesus set long ago.
No one said that it was right. We were arguing that night over who would have the highest place. We were dusty from the road. Jesus laid aside his coat. Then he wrapped a mile around.
Concern
on his knees in God.
Grace. What an amazing word. Wrapped up in that one word is the hope for all of us to have life. Abundant life. Eternal life. And that's hard for some of us to comprehend. You see, we all know where we've been. We all know what we've been. Many of us were like the little boy who was always at the wrong place at the wrong time. He had been born into what many of us call a poor family environment, and he quickly became a product of that environment. While other kids learned to read, he learned how to cheat. While they learned to trade, he learned how to steal. Just a common criminal lifestyle, always at the wrong place at the wrong time. And this lifestyle followed him through childhood, adolescence, and on into adulthood. Eventually it caught up with him. He was caught in the act again. Wrong place, wrong time, again. But this time his crime would carry the death penalty. It should have been an ordinary execution, really, outside the walls of the city. But it wasn't, because that day another man being executed or crucified on the middle cross was no ordinary man. And this man named Jesus looked at this young, wrong place, wrong time thief next to him, and he said, "Today, son, you can go with me to paradise." And for the first time in that boy's life, when it mattered most, he was in the right place at the right time. You see, because of grace, it doesn't matter to him how many wrong places you've been or how many times. He welcomes whosoever will. And what happens to a life that encounters his grace is nothing short of amazing.
Purchase the redemption of the souls of all mankind.
Many centuries ago, Augustine said, Jesus loves each one of us as if there were no one else in the world to love. Because he loved us, he was willing to die to save us. And all we have to do to receive this wonderful gift is ask. The first time someone tells us this story, it seems too unbelievable to be true. And even when you have been one of his followers for many years, the whole concept of grace is still hard to imagine. We don't have to die eternally because Jesus willingly, lovingly, died in our place. And we can live forever because after 3 days, Jesus rose to life again.
There is a river that fills the city.
Thank you.
just before his death, an old preacher listened to a fellow minister read from 1 Corinthians 15. When the words of the 10th verse rang out, the dying man exclaimed, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I wish to be. I am not what I hope to be soon. I truly say that I am not what I once was, a slave to sin and Satan." What have you been? A merchant seaman who became a hardened infidel. A man who had been the victim of violence and who had willingly used violence against others. A vicious slave trader who had sunk so low he himself had been a slave. A captain hated by his crew and known among sailors as the great blasphemer. He degraded others and he himself sank to the depths of human degradation. Yet God found him and saved him. He was the writer of hymns that have touched people for centuries. The story of John Newton's life makes it no surprise that he wrote, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." This gift of grace that God offers every person is incomprehensible. It's beautiful and awe-inspiring, and best of all, it's free.